From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a developing story here in Washington. Fired FBI Director James Comey began his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee by saying he was confused by his firing by President Trump last month.
He told me repeatedly that he had talked to lots of people about me, including our current attorney general, and had learned that I was doing a great job and that I was extremely well-liked by the FBI workforce. So it confused me when I saw on television the president saying that he actually fired me because of the Russia investigation, and learned again from the media that he was telling privately other parties that my firing had relieved great pressure on the Russia investigation. I was also confused by the initial explanation that was offered publicly that I was fired because of the decisions I had made during the election year. That didn't make sense to me for a whole bunch of reasons, including the time and all the water that had gone under the bridge since those hard decisions that had to be made. That didn't make any sense to me.
Comey also testified that former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn was in legal jeopardy. President Trump fired Flynn after not disclosing meetings with Russian officials. Comey's testimony could resurface after today's hearing as part of the special prosecutor's probe into whether Trump associates may have colluded with Russia and tampering with last year's presidential election to favor Mr. Trump. Stay with VOA for continuing coverage of the hearing taking place on Capitol Hill. British voters casting ballots in a snap election Thursday called by Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May. The Prime Minister hopes to improve her party's 17-seat majority ahead of what are expected to be difficult Brexit negotiations with the European Union. This is VOA News. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for twin attacks in Tehran that targeted Iran's parliament building and the mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people were killed, dozens wounded Wednesday. The attack drew the immediate condemnation of a spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
He extends his sincere condolences to the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the families of the victims and wishes a speedy recovery to those who were injured. The Secretary General hopes those responsible for this unjustifiable violence will be swiftly brought to justice. All countries must work together in fighting terrorism while upholding the universal rights and values that bind the global community.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard blames Saudi Arabia, a charge Riyadh denied. South Korean President Moon Jae-in warned that North Korea faces further isolation and economic difficulties after Thursday's launch of what Seoul described as several land-to-ship missiles. The missiles flew about 200 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. Rand Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett said a series of tests appeared to have improved the North's capabilities.
Back in late March and throughout April, the missiles all failed. They didn't even fly very far. They exploded. Since the beginning of May, they've been more successful. They've had now 3 ballistic missile tests, and now these tests today.
The launches come a week after the UN Security Council tightened targeted sanctions against Pyongyang. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Thursday it has credible reports indicating Islamic State fighters in Iraq killed at least 231 civilians who were trying to flee Western Mosul in recent weeks. The fight for Western Mosul has been ongoing since February following the success of Iraqi troops backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition and taking the eastern side of the city. Fully securing Mosul would mark a major victory in the campaign to oust the militant group that swept through large areas of Iraq, including Mosul, in 2014. Myanmar's military said Thursday searches began retrieving bodies and plane debris believed to be from a military aircraft that went missing Wednesday with 122 people on board. The transport plane disappeared after takeoff from a southern town en route to Yangon. In Venezuela, another teenager has been killed in anti-government protests against government plans to hold legislative elections and rewrite the Constitution. Security forces fired tear gas at protesters opposed to the government of Socialist President Nicolas Maduro. Nearly 70 people have died in almost daily protests since the beginning of April. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.